Doug Langs from Sharing Sports New Zealand. He's been our go-to guy when we've been talking about Māori involved in the competitive shearing and wool handling scene. The Golden Shears has been one of the premier events on the competitive shearing calendar and sadly has been forced to close for the second time. Doug, thanks for sharing some time with us here on Pākehiwaha. Dale here, tēnā koe.
Yeah, got a Dale, the compliments of the season, whichever one it may be.
Thank you. Same goes to you and Jules. Doug, all the best. We've had some competitions that have been on, particularly in the South Island, less affected than in the North. But the decision to cancel this year's Golden Shears, tell us about that, please.
Yeah, well, exactly. So it's been a disastrous season all round. So to date, all of the competitions scheduled in the North Island have all been cancelled. Until now, they were all attached to A&P show competitions. Now, the Golden Shears has made their decision early. This highlights an organisation has a much higher budget than others, roughly $250,000 to run the Golden Shears each year. And at some stage, they've got to make a decision so that they're not risking financial loss by an event that might not happen, and therefore eating into their reserves, which in their case, they'd like to build up a reserve for make another bid for World Championships and that sort of thing. So that's sort of, I guess, the final telling point, the uncertainty that goes with it. They don't want to run an event that might be just a shadow of its former self. And that's generally the picture. Obviously, it wants to be safe and all those things go into it. So far, this is the 15th competition that I've counted that's been cancelled this season. There have been seven that have gone ahead in the South Island. All of those have been run under, if you like, level two conditions. And of course, you do need extra manpower for those events to control, make sure you know the signing in and everything's happened at the door. A lot of these shows had very limited people resources, but it's modern sign of the modern times, really. You need to have a lot of hard work to sort of get your committee strengths up to speed. In the Golden Shears case, they've always had a very strong committee based on the way it was sort of founded 60-odd years ago. So, yes, it's very sad that everybody's sort of losing sight of the goals for this season, particularly the guys and girls that come through the grades. Winning a Golden Shears title is one of the dreams of that progress. So there'll be some that miss out completely on the chance of getting a shot at the big title in those lower grades as they climb up.
That's disappointing. Any updates on our Māori shearers? Because they'll be devastated too, Doug, that they haven't been able to get to the competitions they normally would, and we're well represented, Tangata Whenua, through the shearing and wool handling competitions. But how are they faring as a result of cancellation of, 15 events?
Yeah, well, exactly. Obviously, all the ones in the North Island, and there'll be a whole range of potentially new competition shearers as well, particularly around my home area here in Kahinunu and Porou. They're just missing out on that competition. Of course, there's plenty of work at the same time without these shearers coming in from overseas each summer. So, I mean, they can at least buckle down in that respect, and I'm told there's, at the moment, there's probably a lot of sheep in such a shortage of shears that there will be a lot of sheep around the country that would normally be shorn by Christmas that won't be by that stage. So I guess that's where they'll just simply have to buckle down. I'd imagine now, as the Golden Shears gone, a lot of guys will probably may settle down just to keep at work in the sheds. And obviously, we'd love to see them at all the competitions, and we do think of ideas to try and overcome that. But certainly in the North Island, it's not looking particularly good at this stage. I think of guys like Brett Roberts from down in Matoda. He's actually a Pahuera boy, his whānau, and he's competing at the Golden Shears itself is a dream of his. He's been a junior and a senior champion over the years, but he has his ultimate dream of one, shearing in the Golden Shears Open Final. He tells me every year it's his goal. That's what his whole season's based around. And he's got quite the potential to eventually win it one day. I guess the star performer really of the season so far, in many ways, has been the wool handler again, old Joel Hennardy from Dizzy. He won three major titles down in the South Island, the open ball handling at the start of the season. It was at Alexandra on fine wool, at Waimate on the long strong wool, and at Christchurch, which was on Corridale wool. So he's only the second person to ever win those three titles in the same season.
He's a good man, all right, as you are too, Doug. Thanks very much. I've got a song for you here. Listen, it's Golden Shears. Wop, wop, wop. Golden Shears. Good on you, Doug. Thanks, mate.
See you, mate.
See you, man.